question or comment? Need savvy travel advice? Connect with Robert, Mary, and Rudy anytime on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter at RM World Travel. Now, back to RM World Travel.
All right, we're back. It's your travel duo, Robert and Mary, ready to go as we get ready for the next installment of our Chief Travel Leader series, and we appreciate all of you being here with us for our World Travel Get-Together. Before we're joined by the new CEO of The Parking Spot, we want to share that today's broadcast is made possible by the world's leading cruise lines.
It is, and of course, there are many options for you to choose from when you ocean cruise around the globe, but we encourage you to consider the brands of the world's leading cruise lines. They are Princess, Cunard, Holland America, Seabourn, Carnival, P&O, AIDA, and Costa. Cruising provides a hassle-free vacation for travelers of every age, and that's because everything is basically right there at your fingertips. You've got multiple dining options, world-class entertainment, engaging onboard activities, all kinds of unique excursions off the ships, kids programs, and a lot more.
Whether this is going to be your first ocean cruise or your cruise veteran at this point, go experience unforgettable travel adventures that connect you with people, places, and cultures by contacting your travel professional. Spend some time at worldsleadingcruiselines.com or find a link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
Okay, it was back in October 2017 that we last spoke with the former CEO of The Parking Spot, so we decided to check in with them again today. They have a new CEO, and with new management comes new ambitions, new directions, and new opportunities. While they continue to provide a superior airport parking experience at their 39 locations across 23 airports around the country. Joining us on the show hotline from their offices in Chicago for today's Chief Travel Leader segment is Jeff Folland.
Jeff, thanks for joining Mary and me on America's number one travel radio show. We appreciate you being here with us for our exclusive Chief Travel Leader segment of the show.
Thank you, Robert. Thank you, Mary. It's great to be here.
In 3 months or so, you're going to celebrate your one-year anniversary with the company. We know you took over for Kevin last November. So I want to begin with what attracted you to the Parking Spot, Jeff? You know, what are some things you've learned about the company so far that you really like? And have you begun to implement any initiatives that maybe will benefit travelers or even the company?
Well, I'll start by saying that, first of all, I love travel, and as such, I've been working in the travel sector for more than 20 years in airlines, hotels, rental cars, a little bit of cruise lines, and so forth. So this was just a wonderful company in the travel sector that really serves a great purpose, which is helping people seamlessly and easily transit in and out of airports. And as we all know, travel can, on occasion, be a little more stressful than we would like, and it's the role and mission of this company to make that less stressful, as hassle-free and affordable as possible. So great opportunity, great company, successful track record, a lot of growth opportunities here, and was happy to come over and help drive the next chapter.
You said two words that I love to hear when we talk about travel, and it's all about making things seamless and easy. Not necessarily two things that we often think about with the minutia of what goes into traveling today, and that brings me to my question that the consumer has so many options today, and that's good, but that can be almost dizzying when you're trying to make decisions on travel. And you were a senior executive with Hertz in the past, so companies like Uber, Lyft, and other upstarts have certainly had an impact on the rental car company, but I'd love to know if the rideshare services are having any type of impact on companies like The Parking Spot, and if not, great, but if so, how are you and your team working to attract consumers and reverse that trend?
Well, it would certainly be naive to say that the industry hasn't changed and that rideshare companies have not had an impact on the entire travel sector, including companies like this. I think the impact was more pronounced 2 or 3 years ago when those companies started to grow, and it really just forced our company to operate differently and to be smarter about who we're targeting, the product that we have, and how we can make it more technology-enabled and that much smoother, easier, and friendly. So it, like anything else, there are segments of the population, and some of them are in locations where it just makes sense to use rideshare, and there are many others where our product makes a lot more sense. We want to make sure we're getting our message about our product to them, and they can enjoy our product.
You know, it's been a very busy year of travel for Mary and me, and I share that because, you know, regardless of what airport that we've been to in recent weeks or months, L.A., frankly, off the top of my mind, just sticks in my head, you know, you can't help but notice all of the off-site parking locations. You know, certainly it is a competitive business, as you just talked about. There are obviously always changes going on out there, Jeff, but the yellow and black parking spot locations that we see, they're always busy, mm-hmm. and they're in excellent locations, and the operations always seem efficient, and my point really by that, they stand out. So what do you think now as the CEO are some of the big differentiators between you and the various competitors that you have out there?
Well, we are one part a technology company, one part a real estate company, and one part a very high-quality parking operator. And I think in each of those dimensions, we do stand out from the competition. We have wonderful parcels of real estate located exactly where you would want to be near the airport property. And it's very important to us to make sure that when consumers are using our product, it's convenient. You turn right into our lot instead of left, and you're at the exact right intersections. From a technology standpoint, we have unquestionably the most advanced technology in the sector. We have brand new suite and platform we put in place over the past 3 years, which allows you to make your reservations up front, select exactly the type of parking product you would like to enjoy, of which we have many. It allows you to select car care services. We can wash your car and so forth. You can use that mobile app and the barcode to simply scan and automatically enter the lot very seamlessly. We have someone pick you up right at your trunk and then whisk you away to the airport front door. And on the return, the technology is also fantastic in that you can track and see where your shuttles are. That's been known to be one of the highest stress points for travelers.
Well, that is, especially if you're running for the airport.
Yeah, I just want to know where my shuttle is and exactly
right.
It's going to be here. So we built the capability in to be able to track that. You can scan your way out, so it's very efficient on your checkout. And we've also made it so it can plumb directly into your expense reporting systems if you're part of a corporate travel program. So we've really built this suite of technology that's unlike anything else in the off-airport parking sector. And we'll continue to push that as we go forward and blend that with the hospitality that this company's been known for many, many years.
Jeff, I'm curious if most of your business is return travelers. I know we tend to be last minute when we book travel. Do you have a lot of last minute bookers with Parking Spot, or do they fit into any other category? And I do like that you offer different options, which you touched on many of them, but covered open air and valet parking options for customers. But do you, for first time customers, for people that are listening that want to get more familiar with Parking Spot, do you have incentives for first-time customers?
Yeah, certainly we do. So, as you said, we have a very large network across the country. We have 39 locations, roughly 75,000 parking stalls, and they come in all sorts of shapes and sizes. You can have self-park uncovered, self-park covered. There are valet services, car care services, and so forth, which I mentioned a few moments ago. If you reserve in advance, you'll get your best deal on our website or on our app. We also provide incentives for pay now versus pay later, and there's different types of flexibility associated with that. We have all sorts of rate sales in the marketplace. We have partnerships with wonderful groups like AAA, for example, where you can get discounts, and many other partnerships similar to that as well. Very affordable product, and great incentives out there for anyone who would like to use it.
Yeah, I want to hit on something else. First of all, anyone listens to the show, they know I'm all about loyalty programs. And, you know, I was comparing your frequent parker program with some of your competitors, and it does seem that the Parking Spot leads the way. So, you know, I especially like that travelers can earn a free day of parking after just 7 days of parking, plus depending on the tier that they have, and I'll let you explain that. You know, there are additional savings, there's premiums, there's even extras like the exterior hand car wash. So you spent a number of years, I know, as a senior executive with United Airlines as well. So you have experience with their Mileage Plus programs. How do you think the Spot Reward program resembles an airline frequent flyer program?
Well, frankly, it was modeled off of other programs in the travel sector, both airlines and hotel programs. So you're correct. You have different tiers. Roughly half of the visits to our locations are from members that are in the Spot Club. There are three loyalty tiers. You could be a silver, gold, or platinum member, depending on how often you stay at one of our properties. They afford you, as you said, the ability to earn points for free parking at a later point in time. So perhaps you could be traveling for business. You want to use some for personal use later, you can use your points for that. You can use those points for car washes, other types of car care services, and eventually we're building the technology to allow you to upgrade to various portions of the lot with those points as well.
Well, I have to say, Jeff, that listen, the cost of parking on-site at the airport can get crazy, so I love when you go off-site and you get all these different value-added items, and also you're just getting a good service. So very nice to connect with you today. Congratulations on your new role as the CEO of the Parking Spot as you finish up your first year. So we look forward to staying in touch with you, and we hope you have a nice weekend, okay?
Thank you, Robert. Thank you, Mary. It's great to be here today.
Thank you, Jeff. Take care.
Great day.
All right, folks, there goes Jeff Folland, theparkingspot.com. Check them out. Let us know who you use when you park at the airport. We'd love to hear that. And on that note right now, Mary, it's time for us to take a quick break. So please, folks, be sure to connect with us on Twitter, LinkedIn, Facebook, and Instagram. You can do it all at RM World Travel, or you can find a link at rmworldtravel.com. There's still a lot more of the program ahead today, and we're going to get right to it starting in 3 minutes.
Today's edition of RM World Travel is coming right back, and you can also stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.